Hello, and welcome to show number 2421 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
Still definitely very early days. I'm still extremely embedded in the organization and still extremely committed, and it's really, really great as Gerald's come on board. And very, very slowly over time, I'm, you know, slowly pulling back. So, you know, still working 5 days a week and still extremely committed. But I think over the long term, yeah, it's that cliche thing, wanting to spend a bit more time with family.
And that is today's guest, who will take us through the long and successful journey of the open source NVDA screen reader. And it's an amazing story.
Development of NVDA from NVAxis began in 2006. And it has served as a vital tool for blind people around the world. We'll speak with Mick Curran, creator and co-developer of NVDA, and Gerald Hartig, the newly announced Chief Technology Officer of NVAxis, about how they plan to transition into the future. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Gerald Hartig.
My tip would be for anyone who is a user, either as a primary visually impaired user or as someone working in the accessibility space, for example, doing accessibility testing with NVDA, I would highly recommend anyone, if you encounter a bug or you want to see a feature, please connect to our GitHub and feel free to submit an issue. That way, it will get triaged within a week or so by myself, or Mick, or our developer, Sean, and your contribution will find its way into the next version of NVDA. You have the power in your hands.
For somebody who's never interacted with GitHub, how do they get to that and find the NVDA project?
Yes, let me give you the URL. It's github.com/NVAxis/NVDA. And that is our primary access point for a lot of our content as well. Not just the technical content, but this will also, if you follow the links on the README at the bottom of that page, that should also provide you some very useful user information as well.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Mick and Gerald.
Today we have two guests with us, one of whom has been on the show many times before. So Mick, why don't you start by introducing yourself? We've talked to you lots before.
It's great to be back. I'm Mick Curran, or Michael Curran, and well, I guess I'm the original creator and have been a co-developer of the NVDA screen reading software for now the last 18 years. I started it way back in 2006 with my longtime friend Jamie Tay, of course, as well, who's been on this show before. Yeah, so I've been working on it for 18 years. It's a great passion of mine and has been a major part of my adult life.
Well, I'm impressed about how long that's been going on. We didn't catch up to you for an interview until 2012.
Yes.
But that's largely because our show didn't start until 2011.
And being blind, this was a project that started out of necessity, right?
That's right, yeah. Essentially, for me, I mean, look, me and Jamie... we're pretty lucky as blind people, pretty well off in Australia. You know, our parents were able to get us most of the assistive technologies and things that we wanted or needed, I should say. But at the same time, I was very cognizant that blind people had to find, you know, thousands of dollars to purchase software like screen readers that would allow a blind person to use a computer screen. And right from that point, I just didn't understand the logic to that. Why should a blind person have to pay out thousands of dollars more just to get the same access to a computer? It didn't make any sense. And both Jamie and I had already been in the sort of the open source and free software community for quite a while with, you know, projects like Linux and things like that. And we sort of just questioned, why can't we apply this same idea to Windows and, you know, perhaps try and start a free screen reader? And I think for a very long time, both Jamie and I and others in the community just believed it couldn't be done simply because it hadn't been, you know, and that's a pretty bad logical fallacy. And so thankfully we sort of got out of that and just tried our hand at it. So we had no idea whether it would work out or not. Had no idea.
And it's turned into quite an enterprise. And our second guest today is Gerald. That's a rather new name to me. Can you introduce yourself, Gerald, and tell us what you do these days?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Yes, my name is Gerald Hartig, and I've recently taken on the role at NV Access as CTO.
Chief Technology Officer.
That's right, Chief Technology Officer. It's a very grand-sounding title. My own background is quite diverse insofar that I've worked in academia, in industry, in industrial research, in consulting, in a number of places around the world as well. This is my first time working for a charity, but in all of those jobs, the common theme has been to help organizations level up their product capabilities and their technology capabilities. A lot of what I've done over the past 10 years has focused on the data science space and the analytics space, because there was an enormous need for that after the data science boom, for people with my skill set to help organize what's happening in that chaos. For the past 6 years or so, I've had more of a connection with the disability community, most predominantly with the deaf community and the autistic community through my personal situation.
Had you had any experience with blindness and the kind of access technology that people with visual impairments need before you joined NV Access?
No, very little. I mean, apart from what I'd encountered through my connection to the deafblind community. But in terms of NVDA, I hadn't actually used it until I was speaking to Mick and Jamie. So it's been an incredible learning experience for me. And the community has been incredibly welcoming.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is what's new at NV Access and what's planned for the future.
Well, Mick, in the introduction, you talked about how you and Jamie started working on NVDA years ago and developed it into quite a screen reader these days that is used all over the world. But I thought maybe you could give us kind of the quick summary of how far you've come and what you've accomplished in the past 18 years or so.
As I mentioned, you know, it started way back in 2006 with really just me, and then Jamie came on board sort of 3 months later, and then you know, as the purely voluntary project got a little bit more momentum and a little bit of notoriety, we then created NV Access, which is a not-for-profit to promote, support, and develop NVDA. But still, you know, even though there were, a board of directors, it was still at that time only Jamie and myself for quite some time, for many years, in fact, probably not until 2015 or so, really, when we hired Quentin, our training and support manager, and he's quite known for all the training materials and stuff and all the wonderful support he provides the community. And then from then on, we slowly, you know, we got another software developer, and then eventually also a general manager, and now Gerald as well. So, you know, we've slowly been growing over time, growing the company or the charity. And at the same time, of course, NVDA has been growing. I mean, firstly, you know, you see it from being used by, you know, 100 people and then thousands of people. And nowadays, you know, it's only 250,000 people are using NVDA each and every day over 175 countries and in 55 languages. Look, it's humbling and wonderful to know that that's occurring and that we're making such a difference. But waking up every day with that on your shoulders is, I guess, rewarding but stressful.
For anybody who doesn't know, because from the sounds of things, the entire planet knows what NVDA is, that's the non-visual desktop access, free open source screen reader.
That's correct, yes.
So as this project grew and became bigger and bigger over the years, it sounded like it was finally time to hire some more staff, which you've done, and recently you brought on Gerald. What was the impetus for that, and what did you expect to happen?
So to be fully honest and transparent, it really is about planning for the future. I mean, I've been doing this for 18 years, and I think it's always healthy to look for new blood and get new perspectives on things. And, you know, for quite some time, I'd been managing a lot of the executive duties, certainly up to 2018 or so, even doing a lot of the accounting and all that kind of stuff. And that's not really my background. I mean, obviously, I succeeded at it to a particular point. We're still around, but it was clear at that time. And so that's why we firstly got James Borum, our general manager, and then eventually Gerald as well. But for hiring Gerald, it really is that time for me to start preparing to step back a little bit. I'm well aware that I still have a wealth of knowledge and expertise I can be providing the project and the company, but I really want to start moving on some of that day-to-day decision-making and execution of it over to new people. I think it's healthy for an organization to reinvigorate itself and bring in new ideas and new blood. So it's not as if I'm going to be out tomorrow or anything like that. I'm still extremely dedicated to the project, but it does allow me to focus a little bit more on the technical consulting side of things and for me to make sure that I impart all that knowledge that is in my head so that if I do go away at some point, which I'm not planning to just yet, then, you know, people aren't stuck.
Well, I think that's a really important concept to plan for the future. I remember talking to you and Jamie years ago and thinking, wow, whatever happens if one or both of those guys is gone? And I asked you about, you know, what was your plan in terms of transitioning or moving to the future should things change? And it sounds like you really have that under control.
And Jamie's been gone for several years himself, so things have been evolving.
They have. That's right. That sort of happened. Yeah, Jamie left in about 2017. I mean, I will clarify, he's definitely still committed. He's still on the board of directors. I'm still speaking to him all the time, but to within the organization from the executive down, yeah, no, he's moved on to other exciting opportunities, which is great, and I'm very happy for him. But yeah, that did sort of leave me running the show for a little while, and that's obviously why we've looked for some new people to help me out.
And also, as you mentioned, you were essentially raised as a very good coding and programming person. That's a very different skill than running an organization in terms of accounting and business and marketing and stuff. So bringing on some new people was definitely a good idea. So in making that transition, Gerald, can you tell us a little bit about what your role is these days and where you expect to be headed?
Yeah, absolutely. My chief area that I focus on as CTO and normally head of engineering is around the product roadmap. So understanding what are we going to be building right now into NVDA? What are we planning on building into the future? And how are we going to achieve those things? How do we provide the best level of benefits to the community? And in that respect, as you already touched on earlier, I'm not visually impaired myself. And so my role here is much more about listening to the community and other trusted experts to understand what are the needs of the visually impaired community and finding a way of filling those needs through NVDA. Like that old saying, nothing about us without us. I'm not here to tell the community what NVDA is going to look like, but rather to work with the community to find a consensus. That being said, I also have several time horizons that I'm looking at in terms of what are the things that we need to build right now for NVDA. And for that, I think NVAccess is very well suited for providing that level of support, because a lot of the stuff that needs to happen right away is more infrastructure type things, things that make it easier for the community. And we've got an incredibly active, dynamic, passionate community. Things that make it easier for that community to contribute new features to NVDA. And then the final thing is, well, what are all the things that we should be doing now that will start paying off in 3 to 5 years' time? All of those speculative greenfields type projects, and setting up partnerships with academic organizations, industrial research organizations, and the like to start bringing those things about. So that's the product side. And of course, the technical side is making sure that everything is running smoothly, that NVDA doesn't fall behind in any critical areas, and working with our engineers, which is our community, to make sure that we're focusing on the right way of developing our code so that we will have a stable, useful product long into the future.
So when you talk about your community, there are the community of users, of course, but being an open source project, it sounds like even though you still have hired programmers in-house who are doing a lot of coding, there are still people contributing as they do in open source projects.
That's absolutely right. In fact, a huge amount of the code that goes into NVDA is from community contributors. A lot of the features that go in, a lot of the bug fixes that go in, it's all done by our community. And a lot of the stuff that we do in-house tends to be the stuff that is not as user-facing. It's, if you like, more the admin side, keeping the systems running, making changes behind the scenes for large chunks of functionality that requires a very technical level of knowledge. Like, for example, Mick recently submitted a 5,000 line addition to the core of NVDA. And this is something that someone with Mick's skills is well suited to do. And there may not have been the interest from the rest of the community to produce something like that. So we work very closely with the community to both provide those new features, the stuff that makes a difference on a day-to-day basis, but also to make NVDA a better product overall, a more stable product, and a more useful product.
Now, despite the fact that a lot of work is done by contributors in this regard, it still takes a lot of money to run an organization like this with the hires that you have in-house and setting up servers, going to conferences, etc. Talk a little bit about your funding both now and sustaining that in the long term.
Well, we have quite a sustainable revenue base for our operations. It does cost quite a bit to run NVAccess. However, we're very, very careful with that money. And in the big scheme of things, we really manage to operate on the smell of an oily rag. In terms of what we're able to achieve with the funding that we've got, it's a pretty good return on investment from the community. About half of our revenue comes from individual and organizational donations, and the other half comes from commercial sponsorship. So this could be consulting work or projects of a similar nature. And we're always looking to try and grow that, because we know that more funding means more bums on seats, which means more features for our users. But that being said, we have a fairly good amount of reserves in the bank. We don't want to dip into that, but we do have some very large and very interesting projects coming up that we want to make sure that we've got the right people on the ground. And we may even be doing some more hiring in the future to get those exciting features out.
What types of partnerships do you work with other organizations?
What we tend to do is we work with large IT corporations such as Microsoft and Google and others, they want to make their products, so like, for instance, Google, you know, they want to make sure that Google Search is completely accessible, not just with NVDA, but all screen readers and or all assistive technologies. And one of the things that Gerald touched on there is that we provide, NVAccess provides accessibility consulting, you know, in order to help companies like Google make sure that their products are fully accessible. So that's sort of how we work there, and that's one of our funding streams.
So it sounds like you guys are on a really solid footing then in terms of where you are now and where you'll be in the future. That's really great. Do you want to talk about any of the directions that users might see you go in the next few years, or is it premature to talk about that?
Well, we do have a fairly extensive product roadmap that we've been working on since I joined a few months ago. And on there, we have about 56 things that we want to accomplish over the next year or two. Our plan is that as soon as we've sorted out a few more issues around just putting a bit of certainty around the effort and how we'll accomplish these things, that we will be releasing this to the community.
Well, we look forward to seeing what you come up with. And I congratulate you on all the work you've done and the progress you've made and what an effort this has become over the years, a really robust system you've got in place.
And Mick, now that you've freed up all sorts of your own time by bringing in Gerald, what's in the future for you?
Well, weirdly enough, at the moment, I seem to be more busy than ever. And obviously that happens when you make new hires and all that, and that's absolutely fine and the right thing. But it's still definitely very early days. I'm still extremely embedded in the organization and still extremely committed, and it's really, really great. As Gerald's come on board, we've just gotten so much more momentum in the organization. But bringing on Gerald with, you know, plenty of new ideas and product planning and the like, it's given us a lot more energy to move forward, and it's really great to be a part of that, but also watch it as well. And very, very slowly over time, I'm, you know, slowly pulling back here and there. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, just focusing a little bit more on the technical consulting. And, you know, as Gerald also said, occasionally I might put some engineering hours in and do a little project that I've been meaning to do for 5 years or so, but, you know, didn't have the time because I was doing executive things before then. But so, you know, still working 5 days a week and still extremely committed. But I think over the long term, yeah, it's that cliche thing, wanting to spend a bit more time with family, all that kind of stuff. I also have sort of some interests in disability work and childcare and things like that. And that's something that I might ramp up a little bit more outside of NVAccess over time as I start pulling back a bit more, you know, some sort of a new chapter in my life there. Essentially, you know, the thing is I like helping people. And for many, many years, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people sort of from afar with the software that I do, but more and more I'm taking more of keen interest in working with people on an individual level now at this point in my life.
Well, thanks for the very valuable resource that you provided to many, many people around the world who use it on a daily basis.
And we wish each of you and NVAccess all the best of luck in the future. It sounds like there's some exciting times coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on the show, Nancy, Peter.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about NVDA and NVAccess and how to contact them.
Well, Mick, if people want to try out NVDA, if they haven't already, or find out more, where would you send them?
Easiest place to go is NVAccess, so www.nvaccess.org, and you can find everything on the homepage there of how to download NVDA and heaps of further resources about documentation and how to get started.
If somebody has a question, how would they reach you guys or the rest of the NVAccess team?
Generally, if they just want to send an email, they can send an email to info@nvaccess.org. But of course, depending on how deep they want to get with things, if they're into open source projects and the like, they can also interact with our project on GitHub, and they can file issues or even contribute code or whatever interests them.
How do they get to that?
It's github.com/NVAccess/NVDA.
There's always room for people to contribute in whatever way they can, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have a social media presence?
I used to. I really pulled back.
NVAccess, on the other hand, does have a Facebook page, and we're also active on Mastodon as well.
And in case you missed any of that information in the audio portion of the show, you can always find it by clicking on the show notes for this episode, which is episode 2421. And you'll find all of that information there. Also, remember we have that search field on our website. You can use that to find lots of other episodes where we talk with Mick and Jamie and about NVDA and NVAccess. Just type in NVDA into the search field, or Jamie or Mick, and you'll find those episodes along with links to the audio and show notes for those episodes. You can also search for other topics of interest by entering a topic or a show number. That's a very useful tool. We have over 700 episodes in our archives now, so you're sure to find a show on just about anything you want. And I just want to say that although I started using a screen reader a long time before NVDA was developed, so I'm used to that, and that's what I've been using for a long time, NVDA is a fully functional screen reader that has all the bells and whistles of many of the commercial screen readers. So just because it's free, you shouldn't thumb your nose at it. It is really a very good screen reader. I sometimes even use it when I have trouble with my main screen reader. It's always good to have another tool in your back pocket. So give it a shot if you haven't already.
From what I hear, you'll be very impressed. That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with representatives of the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, which is an affiliate program of the American Council of the Blind. Their mission is to connect low vision individuals with each other to share information, experiences, and also some fun. We'll speak with members Christine Chaikin and Tom Frank about the group and the myriad of resources they offer.
If you've been enjoying Eyes on Success, be sure to share it with a friend. Thanks for joining us this week, and we hope you'll catch us again for next week's episode.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.